The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Only 13 men will begin their studies for the priesthood in this country in the autumn. The number is down from 21 last year, and it takes the total number of seminarians for the country's diocese to 77. That's a total. A spokesperson for the Association of Catholic Priests, I should say spokesman, because it's always a man, isn't it, when you're talking about priests, says a drop in the number of men starting studies for the priesthood at the National Seminary in Maynooth is disappointing, but not unexpected. So why is the number falling? Joining me now to talk about this is Abbey Leaks Parish Priest, Father Paddy Byrne. Paddy, good morning and welcome.
Thanks, Pat, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, you're not surprised either, I presume, by this falling number.
We see it not just this year, but perhaps over the last 30 years, the number of men, as you name, entering into formation for priesthood has absolutely dramatically declined. If you think about it, 35 years ago, well over 70 would go in for their first year experience. And that's the sum total where we find ourselves to be. And as a consequence, you know, I'm not here to lament necessarily at all that there is an opportunity that I suppose we have to be pragmatic and realise that in the last 25 years, we have gone through a tsunami when it comes to the scandals, when it comes to often a very toxic image that priest is often equivocated to the abuse that happened, that people suffered from and continue to feel the effects of, that it has in a absolutely growing secular Western culture, in Ireland particularly, we are in a very, very different place. And perhaps despite the huge challenge of that, it's not the worst place to be, because to be honest with you, I think we're actually in a better place than we were 25 years ago.
How so?
Because I think there's honesty. I think the truth has been revealed. I think there's a greater focus, particularly, perhaps too late, but particularly in reaching out to our wonderful lay people who work with us, who have remained by and large supportive. I think there's a freshness, even in spirituality, a focus far more on the person of Jesus Christ than on the institution, a reverence for integrity as opposed to just rank or colour. And I think the voice of Christ and the voice and message of the gospel, of which as priests we are privileged to minister, really is relevant, particularly in the context of your programme daily. We listen to it. The reality is we're in a very turbulent Ireland. We're in a very troubled world. And the values of the Christian gospel that I believe passionately in can and certainly offer encouragement, support, and a very compassionate lens that, again, a compassionate lens on issues such as immigration, on welcoming the stranger. You know, the message of the gospel is as relevant in 2025 as certainly it was in the early days 2000 years ago.
Now, of the 13 men who will start this process, how many are likely to make it all the way through? I mean, what's the likely rate of attrition?
Well, I think firstly, I want to say good luck to them. In our own diocese, Kildare and Loughlin, we have one young man, a lovely young man, and I would say a courageous young man, to enter into the process of formation. And again, just because somebody, and I believe, Pat, in my nearly 25 years in ministry, that that invitation by the Spirit continues to be offered to many people, but it's an invitation that can needs a lot of courage in the culture that we're in. But just because somebody enters into a seminary doesn't mean that they're going to come out a priest at the end of it. It's a big journey of self-discovery, of discernment. So the reality is, if 13 guys go into that process, I think you'd be doing very well that three or four would come out as clergy at the end of it.
Now, there are different versions, I suppose, of the Universal Church. If you go to maybe the developing world, there's one kind of church. If you go to the United States, there's the Catholic Church of someone like J.D. Vance. And here you have, I suppose, an invisible Catholic Church in many cases.
You have different, as you name, particularly in the States, there's a polarization within the Catholic Church, the J.D. Vance type of church, are the more humanitarian one on the ground that responds to the vulnerable and is a voice for justice. I've had the privilege of tasting the universal church in its lived experience in South America, in Asia. I remember being in a parish in Central America or in South America where there was 120,000 people and one priest and a catechist. And I think, you know, here the church, I'm not sure whether I agree to say it's invisible, because like on the ground, the ministry continues, the sense of people searching for meaning and purpose in life. If anything, priests in Ireland are a lot busier because there are fewer of us. And I think the challenge is to allow the Spirit to offer our lay people the training, the learning to allow ministry to continue, because it's not going to be as it was. And I know priests who are in their 70s, 80s and 90s who selflessly and very generously in an amazing fashion give full-time ministry to their people. And, you know, often when we look at the terrible tragic stories, we think of the poor family in Louth. The first person often to speak on behalf of the community is the local priest.
Now, the question of those people who are recruited, 13 in number, they're men, and of course, you know, you don't recruit women. Would it change things if women were allowed into the ministry? I mean, we do already have within the Church of Ireland, very visibly, we've got female ministers, rectors and so on. And, you know, the world hasn't fallen in.
I would agree. And again, I think, you know, Pope John Paul II once said every generation is a new continent for Christ. And I think even among the continents, there's different needs. Like in Asia, South America, even parts of Europe, the church is growing and in a very vibrant manner. Personally, all my life as a follower of Christ and as a Catholic, I have never bought being vociferous in saying that perhaps we're only living on one lung when it comes to the ministerial priesthood, that it's not available to women. I can't see why. Obviously, there's theological traditions there that the Catholic Church officially uphold, but I think we missed a big opportunity when it came even to the permanent diaconate. That's a relatively new ministry in many dioceses across Ireland, where that wasn't afforded the opportunity to women. So, of course, I agree with you.
And then, of course, the idea of a married clergy, again, that exists in the Church of Ireland. There is no problem there. And we do have Catholic priests because they moved from the Anglican tradition to the Roman Catholic tradition, but were married men at the time, and they weren't asked to cast off their spouses. They retained their spouses. So, if you like, there's a precedent.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the main factors why so few men, as it is now, enter into a formation for a life as a celibate, as a life living on your own, it's a very, very challenging life. And in many ways, despite our best efforts, it can dehumanize or at least make us somewhat desensitized to the question of family, to relationship, to the realities and complexities that most people have in their lives. And I certainly would think that a married clergy, particularly in the West, that it certainly should be an option.
I can imagine the rush if you had a married clergy and the parish houses available in this housing crisis. You might have quite a flurry of applications.
Well, I'm sure it certainly might make us more attractive to a culture that certainly presently, a lot of young people are discerning, are asking questions. There was a march in Dublin just some days ago for Jesus Christ, and the amount of young people, female and male, who were very proud to identify as Christian, as trying to own the values of the gospel and to find comfort and peace and hope and joy in their lives as a consequence.
Abbey Leaks Parish Priest, Father Paddy Byrne. Paddy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.